I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I'm going the Jets.
What?
Even with Aaron Rodgers in last place. I don't see why this is a crazy opinion.
I think that Bill Barnwell is really smart. And when really smart people that put in the work say something that appears dumb to me.
They were in last place last year. It's not like this is that insane of a thought. And I'll point this out as well. They were 7-10 last year.
He's too smart to say something so dumb.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg. On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 9 o'clock hour. Bill Barnwell, 9:30. Would you say I've been good so far today?
I think outside of the current situation that you put us in, I think you've been fantastic.
I don't think I did anything, to be honest with you, but that's fine. I'll take the blame for it. Now is the real test because now the tennis starts.
Okay, so now we'll get a real idea.
So now you'll get Sabalenka.
Oh boy!
Yep.
Oh boy!
Sabalenka taking the court against Muchova. So we'll see exactly where my my allegiance lies, whether it's you or the tennis.
It was Mad Dog's one of his little rant things he does. That segment that like what's aggravating Mad Dog
was
the tennis and how they have Alcaraz and Djokovic playing in the
same bracket. Well, that match now tomorrow 8:45. Thank you very much. I'm done.
At least you admit it.
Djokovic Alcaraz.
You're trying to pretend for the whole week that you weren't paying more attention to tennis than the actual show.
I don't think more. I think maybe 50-50. Now, this portion of this show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations, baby. Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. We need Barry in Astoria to call back because he was 1-1. So before we move on to take anybody else, we need Barry in Astoria at 800-919-3776 to call back. We have another three to ask him. If he gets it right, now he wins. If not, he loses. Then we can move on. And until we get Barry, we'll put this on hold for just a moment. And I'd like to talk to Barry as opposed to getting to the Mets, but I think we need to get into the Mets. So we started the show this way, and we have to revisit this. I can't even put into words how angry and disappointed and despondent and frustrated and all those words are about how I feel about this baseball team right now.
Well, you can be angry, but you can't be done. You can't be. Cannot be done.
Well, I don't have a lot left, I'll tell you that.
Well, you're going to have to give me whatever you have left because we got a lot of season left. We got 100 games left. 100.
No, I don't have much left.
And the first 62 were not great.
The first 62 have been terrible, and now we'll see what they're able to do moving forward.
Well, here's the thing, though. Well, it feels like every couple days we ask that question, and so far the answer is no, it's not. When are they going to turn the corner? When are they going to turn the corner? You get done sweeping the Phillies. Is this it? No, because then you lose three straight to the Blue Jays, and now we've lost five straight.
That's right. So they haven't won since last Thursday. Now, I mean, and we mentioned earlier, they've hit 8 home runs the last 3 games, and they're 0-3 to show for it. If you called Elias and said, find out the stats of when teams hit 8 home runs in a 3-game span, how many are 0-3? You'd probably say very few.
Probably. I don't know the exact stat, but probably. Yeah, in the last couple games, we've finally been playing with the lead, which has been nice, and haven't been able to win either game. Right, I mean, I told you, like we started the show, and I couldn't believe the stat when I heard it. So Beatty has the broken bat blooper that scores McNeil. It was only the 14th first inning run we've scored the entire season.
It really is remarkable. But Rick, I mean, if I would have scripted it for you, you're up 4-1, you get to their starter, he's out of the game, you got Scherzer on the mound, you would have said, yeah, that's what I thought would happen. That's the recipe I want. Let's go. And again, last night, it completely fell apart. And maybe I'm fixated on this. And Vogelbach has become like the whipping boy of everyone's anger. To watch him come up in big spots, I can't do it anymore.
No, I don't think anyone can do it anymore. But, I mean, again, I think you're right. He's the whipping boy. He's the one that everyone focuses on. He's the one that doesn't deserve to be in the lineup. But it's not just Daniel Vogelbach. Like, Max Scherzer was awesome. Like, that was one of those ones we talk about where you have your 30-something starts. You're going to have, you know, 10 that you have your very best. That felt like one of the 10 where he was going to be at his very best. He was dealing. 7 Ks through 3, 9 through 4. Like, he had his stuff. His curveball was filthy. And then you had the fourth inning where they get the 3 infield hits. They score 1 run. That's the other thing, too. Fifth inning, you got the first 2 guys out. Then the 2-run home run. Sixth inning, same thing. First 2 guys out. Double, double, single, 2 runs. It's just, it feels like one of those years right now.
It really does. It's really a problem. They're scuffing. They can't find their way out of it. I mean, tonight you say, well, you got Verlander on the mound, which is great. But they have Strider, which is probably almost the equivalent of Verlander. I don't know if Pete plays. Thank God he's not seriously injured, or it doesn't appear that he's seriously injured. It just, it's hard. And maybe it's me being a baby. It's possible. It's hard for me to look at this team and have a lot of positivity right now.
Well, what is there to be positive about would be the question that I asked you. There's not much.
Is that they have talent on the team.
Yeah, that's the thing we keep pointing to. Everyone keeps pointing to it. We saw this team win 101 games. They can't be this bad, this mediocre. At some point, they're going to have to turn the corner. Things will start to click. Will they be able to start lining up the starting pitching with the hitting and the bullpen? But they haven't been able to do it. And you got a spot last night where, I mean, was Scherzer probably wearing down a little bit? Yeah, but what's your option? Your best option is probably trying to push him, get him through 6.
Well, that therein lies the problem. Is it there? And I hate to keep going back to it, but I mean, this GM he's done a putrid job.
You don't love the options in the bullpen. And then one of the guys that you're supposed to trust, Ottavino, can't pitch in back-to-back days. He can't do it. I mean, he's awful. Back-to-back days, he is awful. Like, it's not even, at this point, doesn't even feel like it should be an option with how bad he's been in back-to-back days. Because of the big 2-run home run to Michael Harris, who had an awesome year last year, but's having an awful year this year. And you know what? I'll tell you what. Because you can't really point to one thing. I think that's the hardest part of this whole thing, is you can't really point to one thing. It's not like a specific injury that you're pointing to, or, you know, wait till we get this guy back. It's almost everything, really. Like, you go up and down the lineup, this guy's not performing how he's supposed to, this guy's not performing how he's supposed to, why the hell is Vogelbach still playing games? It's a bunch of stuff. But on top of that, it's like 5 infield hits yesterday, 5?
It really is remarkable.
Right, then they got the one play in the fourth with Lindor, and he hasn't been great, but Lindor makes a great defensive play, and he's been good defensively, and you feel like, okay, he saves a run, we're going to get out of this, and Arcia hits this little crappy infield
numbered
single that scores a run, and then Pham hits an absolute shot, and Acuña makes an unbelievable catch, and we only score 1 run.
It's amazing. But you know what? Isn't that what happens? Is that good teams kind of make their own luck? Like, why do you think it is that the best teams always seem to have things go in their favor?
Because they're good teams and they
exactly
find ways. But it just feels like this was a good team. This used to be a good team.
Well, what happened?
I can't explain
why
it.
Is this
I don't
not,
know.
How is this such a... I mean, this is not a good team right now. How did they go from 101 wins to where they are right now? How?
That's what it's hard to explain it, though, because it's like a team that won 101 games and... You have plenty of what should be enough talent, like Pete's a stud. Lindor had a good season last year. You got Scherzer. You got Verlander. Like, you have Buck, and all of a sudden now these guys aren't good, and Buck doesn't know how to manage just all of a sudden. But you saw the way last season ended, and no one was happy about that.
Went with a whimper last season.
Right, and now you see what the first 62 of this season is. And I don't know, was last year just like one of those special seasons that you had, and that was it?
God, I hope not. I didn't think so.
Well, it better not be, because you got everyone. I mean, you brought back Nimmo. You brought back McNeil. You got Lindor here forever.
Right. Canna's going to be here.
Like, these guys aren't going anywhere.
No. I mean, Marte's going to be here. This is your team. So if you're right, and this is just what they are, and last year everyone did as well as they could, and it's going to fall back to the mean, Now you're in more trouble than I even anticipated. And the thing that makes it so distressing, and I know people are probably tuning in like, all right, let's calm down. We're on June. But you know what? It's falling apart right now is that the two pieces that you look at and say make us need to win now are at the tail end of their careers in Scherzer and Verlander, and you're not going to be able to replicate that in the coming years.
No, but that's why there's such a sense of urgency, and that's why I think people have the tendency to freak out a little bit. As opposed to kind of saying, okay, relax, it's only 62, we got 100 left, this is going to be, there's enough talent here to be a playoff team, and then we can point to team, you know, a team like the Phillies last year that fired their manager because they were playing so poorly and go on this run to the World Series. You've seen it happen, it could happen. But at some point, you're going to have to see it. Like, at some point, it's like, I know the Braves got off to a slow start last year, but they figured it out. Like, at some point, you're going to have a point of the season where you look at the Mets and say, okay, this is when they figured it out. And right now we keep having these like little spurts where like, okay, this is it. No, it's not.
Right.
Okay,
here we go. The car is moving, and now the motor is working, and no, it's in fact not. Yeah. Here's the manager, Buck Showalter, saying there's no self-pity in this group of guys.
Our guys don't wallow around in self-pity. They know that people are going to step on your neck when you're down and just try to do it the other way. There's one way to make it stop happening that's going to reciprocate. We tried tonight. We just couldn't finish the game.
But that's not okay. You can't let games like that fall away from you.
Well, at some point, you got to get up. Like, you can't just stay down. Like, I mean, okay, don't let them step on your neck, but get up. Stand up. Because right now, we haven't stood up, especially to the Braves.
Never.
They lost 10 of the last 12 to the Braves.
So they own you, is what the situation
own
is.
You.
They
yes,
absolutely
they
own you. Now let's go to Dan in Jersey. We'll revisit the contest in a couple moments. Dan, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Oh, no.
Dan, what are you doing here?
What's happening?
Hello?
Dan!
Hello?
Oh, where is he actually calling from Djibouti?
The man has a podcast. I mean, could you imagine if RJ went on his podcast with that kind of phone line?
No, it's very unprofessional.
Dan knows better than that.
RJ, when he called in, was the phone an issue?
No, not at all.
Did he decide to go snorkeling while he was waiting?
He's got a really strong track record, so I think maybe we overlooked this one. But, yeah, not great.
I mean, listen, I'm going to leave it up to you. I think this is kind of your area of expertise, but it's not a great look that he calls and it's like, you know, all sounds like he's underwater.
Do you think maybe he is?
Do you think maybe he got into some kind of an accident while he was on hold?
I would hope not. I was thinking maybe he was taken and he was being dragged through the water as he tried to escape.
I thought maybe his boat was submerged in like the time that he was on hold.
Maybe he's doing a swimming lesson with Ira.
Boy, you know, it's possible.
Yeah, that's a nicer place to take it. You're dark, huh?
Well, what do you mean?
He sounded like I
heard bubbles. I heard him like gasping for air.
So you thought maybe he was sailing and he hit a rock.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I thought like he's East River out there sailing his boat, all of a sudden tumbles over. He won't give the phone up, so he's underwater, struggling for survival. We got to him, and then he wants to make his point.
In Djibouti.
So you think faced with needing both arms to stay afloat, he said,
yes.
No, I can only use one because
right.
I must stay on hold.
It seems that way, no?
It's hard to argue, yeah.
Would Bluetooth be acceptable in that situation?
It's hard to argue that logic.
Speakerphone.
But he can't use speakerphone.
No, we'd hang right up.
you see the issue? He thought maybe the bubbling water would be overlooked. Speakerphone, Bluetooth, no.
Hang right up.
Sorry, Dan.
Guys, I'm going to need to switch to the Bluetooth just so I can use my hands to swim.
No, Dan, you can't. What happened to Dan? He didn't make it.
No,
why he
no exceptions.
Switch to Bluetooth.
No exceptions. Sorry.
I got these AirPods I could use, but
no,
you're
you
hang
can't
up.
Use those, Dan. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. All right. I'm ready. Is this a real college? Bring him back. Barry in Astoria.
What's up, gentlemen?
All right, Barry. Here's how it works now. This is it. I have three more ready to go. You get this right, you win. You get it incorrect, you lose. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Draca University. Draca University. Okay. Chattahoochee College. Chattahoochee College.
Okay.
Or Delore. Draca, Chattahoochee, Delore.
How are you spelling Draca?
I'm going with Chattahoochee.
You're going Chattahoochee?
Yeah, I'm guessing at this point. I was with Rick. I don't even know how to spell Draka or think about that.
Draka is D-R-A-K-A. You still going, Chattahoochee?
I think I am.
You win!
Yes!
Let's Chattahoochee! It's a community college. Congratulations. And thank God.
All right, you just saved Dave, Barry. Congratulations.
Saved me from what?
Having to do more schools.
Well, I didn't have any more schools.
Saving grace there. I think his logic is that Chattahoochee was too complicated for you to come up with.
What do you mean I came up with Draka?
Yeah, but it was much shorter. It was much shorter.
How?
Where'd that one come from?
I went Drake and then changed the E to an A.
Look at you.
Yeah.
What's the pivot? So I know. Go with the pivot a bit, RJ, because there's no way he could get more colleges. Are we going right to fact or fiction?
Yeah, we would have taken a little breather, done some sim, and then go fact or fiction. And I think, Dave, you got us there. You got us over the finish line, but it was touch and go there for a second.
Yeah, but can we be fair? You guys blame me for a lot of stuff. That was in no way my fault.
No. Listen, there was a disconnection. We found him. He wins. It's a happy ending. It's a
happy ending, yes.
He fought through adversity. Everyone's faced with adversity on a run to a title, maybe a truck.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe that you're in a sailboat in the East River.
Hitting a rock.
Well, do you think it's coincidental we haven't heard back from Dan?
Oh.
No,
I think he was trying to call back, actually.
You know what's tough?
I think I saw his number.
Is
submerged, though.
I think you're rooting.
Submerged.
I think you're rooting to be right here.
Well, if I was Rick, I would be, but because I'm me, I'm not.
Where is Chattahoochee out of curiosity?
Well, you want everything here? All right. Chattahoochee Community College. I don't know. You can look it up.
I have.
You can't find it?
He knows where it is.
It's in Georgia.
Oh. Well, there you go.
That's what it's like to work with Dave.
It's two right. Muskogee words that mean stone and marked.
RJ gets it. RJ sees what's happening here.
You know, and I don't need this anymore. I got Muchova and Sabalenka. I can get heavily involved in this match. Bill Barnwell, I don't really want to talk to him anyway. You can carry that conversation, and then we'll be done. I'll come back tomorrow, and then I'll have days to kind of recuperate the whole thing.
No, don't be like that. Come on. You've already battled through. I mean, you're almost there. We're almost at the finish line.
All right, fine. RJ, have at it.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The you missed.
Oh, what a time. We got to be on time today because Bill Barnwell awaits in 12 short minutes.
But I think I left you plenty of time to do this.
I know. I'm talking to myself. Okay. I need to be on time.
Yeah, because there are times where you go long and I have to kind of, you know, stop you from extending.
You know what? I think that's a fair assessment.
Yep.
So away we go. You said it all about the Mets. They lose to the Braves for the second time in as many days. Pete Alonso hit near the left wrist, left the game. Good news, though. Initial x-rays negative, but Alonso, who leads baseball with 22 homers, has a left wrist contusion and is day-to-day. Max Scherzer, not great. Gives up 5 on 11 hits. One shy of his career high, by the way, in 5 2/3. Did strike out 10, though, the 111th time he has struck out double-digit batters. Why is that relevant? Past Roger Clemens, third all-time double-digit strikeout games.
Can we play the game of who's top two?
I don't know who's top two.
You got to figure Nolan Ryan's got to be one, right?
I would think so, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. All right.
So you can play. I just can't award you wins or losses.
Well, we're not going to know, so it's not going to matter.
So, did you see who hit another home run last night?
Gary Sanchez.
That's right. Fourth in 9 games since joining the Padres. Padres rout the Mariners 10-3. Also hit a home run. Ely De La Cruz. What a shot for your first big league homer. Top prospect in baseball, called up a couple of games ago. 458 feet, a no-doubter.
Love the reaction.
Did you hear the triple, too?
The call of the play-by-play guy during that game?
I did. I don't have it, but I did.
So he says, Rick, did you hear what he said?
No, I didn't hear what he said.
Ball crushed, literally leaves the stadium. He goes, oh, my God, that ball had a family.
That's good.
De La Cruz finishes 2-4-4 with the aforementioned triple. Reds beat the Dodgers 8-6. Reds are doing something over there very quietly. It might take a minute, but it's coming. Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray making Dave look smart. Dominated game 3. Nuggets lead the finals. 2-1 over the Heat. 109-94 win in Miami. Jokic, 32, 21, and 10. That's not even real. While Jamal Murray had a triple-double of his own, 34, 10, and 10. First pair of teammates in NBA history, regular season or playoffs, with 30-point triple-doubles in the same game.
I got the answer for you, and it's astounding.
That was fast, yeah.
Most 10 strikeout performances. Well, I wasn't listening to what you were doing. Most 10 strikeout performances by a starting pitcher of all time. So you said Scherzer's third at 111.
Yep.
You care to guess what second is? How many? 111 third.
186.
212 by whom?
Pedro?
Randy Johnson has 212, and then I was right, 215 is Nolan Ryan. But it goes 215-1, 212-2, down to 111.
Safe to say he will not get to second.
I would think Scherzer will not catch either of those guys, yes. Pedro, fifth, by the way, 108.
Oh, okay. The Chris Paul era in Phoenix looks to be ending. Suns reportedly going to waive CP3. Was going to make a little over $30 million this season, which would have been guaranteed later this month, but the Suns had other ideas. Interesting how this probably would have been a move that Knicks fans would be on board with. It's interesting we talk about Chris Paul, Damian Lillard. Now there's just no interest on this end.
Well, from Lillard towards the Knicks, but I don't know why the Knicks would want Chris Paul at this point.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
NBA is considering allowing a second coach's challenge if the first is successful. So if you were to get your first challenge correct, you could get another one.
Rick, don't you think they should make it that you get as many challenges as you can have if you keep being successful?
Until you get it wrong, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, it shouldn't slow the game down that much.
I like it. Titans hosted DeAndre Hopkins on a free agent visit. Haven't heard his name in a couple of days. Josh Allen going to be on the cover of Madden 2024, the first Buffalo Bill ever to do so. And I have some answers for you, Dave, on Lionel Messi.
Okay.
So yesterday we talked about him leaving and coming to Inter Milan here in the U.S.
Miami.
Of A. Oh, I said Inter Milan. I'm sorry. Inter Miami, yes. So how did MLS and Miami land Messi? Well, he turned down the Saudi Arabian money on the surface. After a little bit of digging, he gets paid $100 million to be an ambassador to the league in Saudi Arabia that he declined to play for.
What does that even mean?
So Saudi Arabia is basically paying him to be an ambassador for the country. $100 million, tag your name with what we're doing, and we need you to say nice things about us. Here's $100 million. That's off the field, off the pitch, as it were. What he will get with Miami is a massive compensation package that includes shares of Apple's revenue generated by the MLS season pass, similar to League Pass or what have you, and also share of the Adidas profits from all of his MLS gear. So he's taking percentage points of revenue deals.
So we have no idea what that could amount to, right? He's kind of taking a little gamble there.
He's kind of gone the David Beckham route, where he took on, when he came to the States, played in MLS, he took on a piece of that team. And I read that, I think they were paying him, $50 million a year, something like that when he came over. He has generated that. It was less than $100 million, I think, in total value at the time. That is now worth over $600 million, what he received.
Well, no. Yeah, no.
Rick's jumping you.
No, because I read the same thing. No, he took, so he's made, I think it said he made 200, ended up making like over $250 million
from his contract.
He had part of the way to get him over said he'd have the ability at some point to buy a team if he wanted to. So he bought Inter Miami for $25 million,
yes,
and it's now worth $600 million with the potential to be worth $1 billion now that Messi's on the team.
Yes.
Wow. So he's taken the $25 million and turned it into $600 million with a room for a lot more.
No, he made 255.
Yes,
I think it was 255. And they told him that by coming here and being a part of the MLS, they'll give him the opportunity to buy a team when he wants. So he got Miami, bought it for 25. So made 255, took 25, bought Miami, and now he's got a Miami team that's worth $600 million if he sold it.
Right. So by coming here, he's going to wind up making over $1 billion.
Right.
Yeah, probably.
When it's all said and done.
Wow. Oklahoma women's softball team is a machine. They're 60-1. They've won a school record 52 in a row. They beat Florida State yesterday 5-0 in the first game of the Women's College World Series.
I think they've won back-to-back championships prior to this year as well.
Clinched their third straight with a Game 2 victory. And RIP to Iron Sheik, who died at age 81 yesterday.
Oh, no.
Dave, should I put you in the camel clutch tomorrow just in honor of the Sheik?
You know what? I wouldn't fight it.
I'll throw you in the camel clutch right now.
I wouldn't fight it.
Get on the floor right now. Let me jump on your back.
Excellent, excellent question.
I think you'd like it.
I think I might. Is that it, RJ?
That's it. Raymond Deenahan really quickly. This will be quick, and then we'll wrap it up.
All
found
right.
Your home run call.
Anticipation to see what...
Oh, goodness! That ball had a family!
He'd been waiting to use that one.
Bill Barnwell next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
We talked about him all morning. A lot of callers, most disagree vehemently with him, but I want to bring him on. We want to bring him on, give him his moments to at least explain his rationale behind this. We welcome him. I'm a big fan. I think Rick is as well. Bill Barnwell covers the NFL so well for us here at ESPN. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going well, but it could get dicey. Not with me. I don't agree with you, but Rick, I think, has real issues with you and what you had to say. So
That's
let me
fun.
Start out with where we're going to go. Walk us through again. I know you said it yesterday on Get Up, but we're kind of so shocked by this. You are of the mindset that the Jets will be in last place this season. Is that right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's not like they're going to be a terrible football team. They're not going to win three games or something. But this is a very tough division. I think everyone agrees. The AFC East is a division where, you know, there's four good football teams, four teams you wouldn't be shocked to see make it to the postseason. Now, the Jets have made upgrades, of course, and I don't need to tell anyone. Aaron Rodgers is a major upgrade on Zach Wilson and Mike White and Chris Strevelo and Joe Flacco. And, I mean, the quarterbacks they've had over the past couple of years, there's no question there. But this is a team that went 2-9 last year when they played the opposing team's primary quarterback, when they played backups, when they played third stringers. They were 5-1. Defense was good against both. I'm not saying defense is bad, but defense was the healthiest in football last season. And I think there is this perception, certainly among Jets fans, and this is not exclusive to Jets fans, something you hear very, very commonly when you hear people talk about teams they're excited about heading into a season. It's okay, everything that went right for us last year is going to go right again this upcoming season, and the stuff that went wrong is going to get fixed because we added this player or that player. And when that happens, red flag goes off in my head, because I know I'm certainly wrong sometimes. Everyone's wrong sometimes. That is usually a sign that people are overconfident, at the very least, about where their team is going to go this upcoming season.
Yeah, but Bill, to say, I mean, to go from being overconfident that your team could potentially win the division and compete for a Super Bowl is a little bit different than going from that to they're going to be last in the AFC East, which means they're not going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a disconnect,
I mean, at the end of the day, like, someone has to finish last in this division.
Well, no, I know, but I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, and I think here's my biggest problem. I think you're too smart to believe what you're saying. Like, if I got Dan Orlovsky saying that they're the team he would point to in the AFC that could get through Kansas City, I saw you on yesterday with Teddy Bruschi, and he was shocked that you said it, that you could play. I think you're discounting. I mean, you give the record against backup quarterbacks. The Jets were playing with Mike White and Zach Wilson last year. That's not even the equivalent of playing with the backup quarterback.
That's true. No argument from me there, and that's certainly fair to say. But, again, like, look at this roster, and you say, okay, well, certainly they're better at quarterback, no question. Is the defense going to be better than it was last year? It could be. Not saying it won't be. But typically, defenses that make a big stride in 1 year, historically, not based on the Jets, it's based on history, take a step backwards the following year. Defenses that are the healthiest in football take a step backwards the following year because they don't stay as healthy. We saw in 2021 that Jets defense, which we were so excited about, like so many exciting pieces. Well, Carl Lawson got hurt in camp. They didn't have enough pass rushers. Secondary was a mess before they made the moves they made last season. Was not as good as Robert Saleh would have hoped in year one. I don't think they're going to be a bad defense. They could take a step backwards. Look at the offense. Okay, well, Aaron Rodgers is a major upgrade on those guys you mentioned, no question. But the offensive line, legitimate concerns about who's going to play tackle, whether they're going to play well. We saw Aaron Rodgers struggle last year, and I think the thing I keep coming back to is, yes, they played with those backup quarterbacks last year. It's not like I'm saying the Chiefs are going to finish in last place. It's not like I'm saying the Bills are going to finish in last place. The Jets were in last place last year. It's not. You could disagree. I think it might, wouldn't be shocking if the Jets finished first. Wouldn't be shocking if they finished second or third. But it's not outlandish to say the Jets would finish last in the AFC.
Wow. All right, Bill Barnwell with us here, 98.7 ESPN. Now, one thing that I don't agree with you, but I don't have a major issue like Rick does. The one thing that you said that I had to kind of like re-listen to it. You might have said it like 10 days, 2 weeks ago. Is that you think like Teddy Bridgewater, you bring him in here and like you don't see a tremendous difference between a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who's as good as they come, to Teddy Bridgewater?
Of course of course there's a difference. There's no question. But I think you're missing a key part of the equation when it comes to Aaron Rodgers versus a Derek Carr or a Teddy Bridgewater. There's no question Aaron Rodgers is better than those guys. But the cost it takes to get to those guys is different. It's not Aaron Rodgers versus Teddy Bridgewater, Aaron Rodgers versus Derek Carr. Just to go with Teddy Bridgewater, we'll use that one as an example. It's whether I have Aaron Rodgers or Teddy Bridgewater, $50 million a year to spend on players to upgrade your roster. So let's throw in, DeAndre Hopkins and Dalton Schultz and maybe another pass rusher, maybe a tackle, which they obviously, that's a big concern. Maybe they go out and get a Juwan Taylor, the guy who was, on Jaguars last year, he's very good at tackles. He's now going to the Chiefs. Three or four Pro Bowl caliber players to your roster. Plus, you don't move down in the first round this year. You don't miss out on Broderick Jones, who the Jets missed out on, who they wanted at left tackle. Plus, you don't give up a two this year. Plus, you don't give up one next year for a guy who this is a two-year window. This is a two-year window with Aaron Rodgers, where he's 39. He's making $54 million a year. And you don't bring in Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb, Aaron Rodgers' friends, who, by the way, last year, when one of those guys or both of those guys were on the field, Aaron Rodgers' QBR declined by 25 points. You guys sit there and say, hey, Aaron Rodgers, the ceiling is still so high that it's worth it. I wouldn't say you're wrong necessarily, but I do think that the Jets did not play that negotiation well. And the example I'm bringing up with Teddy Bridgewater or Derek Carr is it took dramatically less to acquire those guys. Not that they necessarily should have gone for Teddy Bridgewater. They should have gone for Derek Carr. But just when you're the only team negotiating for Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers is the only person coming out and saying, I only want to play for the Jets. That's the team I want to play for next year. When the Packers don't even want to bring Aaron Rodgers back. I don't know how you go into those negotiations and come out with, we're giving up, we're paying him what we're paying him, we're moving down in the first round, we're giving a second round pick this year, and we're giving the Packers very generous terms. If Rodgers plays more than 11 games, essentially, the Packers are going to get a first round pick from the Jets next year. Is Aaron Rodgers better than Teddy Bridgewater? Of course he is. There's no question there. Is he better than Derek Carr? Of course he is. But remember, the Jets told Derek Carr he could be a Hall of Famer if he came to play in New York. I think there's a disconnect there between, you know, how they perceive things, maybe, with a guy who, frankly, I mean, you guys saw Aaron Rodgers last year. He was injured. He had a thumb injury, but he's in his late 30s. He did not play well last year. This isn't the MVP Aaron Rodgers of 2 years ago. I hope he plays better in New York, but can we say for sure that will happen? It's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but Bill, I mean, none of what you just said has anything to do with predicting they were going to finish last. Like, the compensation, we can agree with you. We thought he gave up a lot, but we also understand. We also understand, though, I mean, it's signing Teddy Bridgewater, it just, I mean, as a franchise, is not doing the same thing that signing Aaron Rodgers is doing. Like, you're not instantly selling more season tickets and everything else by bringing in Teddy Bridgewater. Sure. And, oh, by the way, the things that you just named, Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Teron Armstead, I saw what Teddy Bridgewater looked with all the pieces that you mentioned we could bring in. It wasn't good. It wasn't good at all.
He got hurt.
It doesn't matter. But, Teddy Bridgewater, Bill. Bill, you could give me $75 million and talk about the pieces that I could have brought in. Okay. Teddy Bridgewater, with the pieces you mentioned, is not giving me a chance to go against Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes and win.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you say he had a bad year. You're right. Aaron Rodgers does not have a great year. He still threw for 26 touchdowns, which is three less than the amount of touchdowns the Jets had as a team last season, which was 29.
I mean, again, there's no question Aaron Rodgers is a major upgrade in what they had last year. But, again, all those pieces you mentioned, I have seen Teddy Bridgewater go and win games with the Saints. I have seen him go in games with the Vikings when he had good pieces around him. And again, I'm not saying just checking out and got Teddy Bridgewater, but I am saying this is a separate conversation from them finishing last. I wrote about that 2 weeks ago, as opposed to the conversation we had about the Jets finishing last, which was yesterday. Just, they mismanaged those negotiations. They mismanaged the Rodgers situation. And in doing so, in going to build around Aaron Rodgers, number one, they made it. They paid so much that this has to be a Super Bowl or bust situation for the Jets right now. They're not going to be in a situation where they can go out and add someone next year. They're not going to be in a situation where they can go out and add a player who's going to be a significant contributor for them, a quarterback for the next 5-6 years. They have a 2-year window to win a Super Bowl right now. And in the process, what I am saying is that giving up so much when they were bidding against themselves, I think they compromised their chances of winning a Super Bowl. Can they go and win against Josh Allen? Absolutely. It's not out of the question. They did that last year. I mean, they beat the Bills last year with Zach Wilson at quarterback. So we know it's possible, but is it something where they're going to have the depth, the roster around them? That I'm very concerned about.
Okay.
I don't think the offensive line is there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Listen, you make great points, and this is why we wanted to have you on, because you're smart, you do all the homework and everything else. But they also played the Patriots in two games, and if they had a half-decent quarterback, they should have won too. I just don't understand. I mean,
I agree.
Can believe what you're saying, but what about the Patriots screams to you that they're going to be better than the Jets?
Well,
that the Patriots are going to be the third team in the AFC East.
Well, okay, so let's say we both agree the Patriots have a good defense, correct?
I don't know if they're better than the Jets on defense.
I don't know if they're worse than the defense, but certainly they're going to be good on defense. Both teams are good on defense. I think we can agree there. Patriots have a better offensive line than the Jets. Jets have better receivers, especially Garrett Wilson, than the Patriots do. Brees Hall obviously plays a big role. Ramondre Stevenson is a good back. The quarterback situation, of course, Aaron Rodgers is going to be better than Mac Jones. But remember, just like the Jets had incompetent person playing quarterback, you look at what the Patriots had in their coaching staff last year, they didn't have a functional offense. They didn't have a functional offense because they had two guys who weren't coaching offense, coaching that side of the football. And, of course, I think Aaron Rodgers is a bigger upgrade on Zach Wilson than Bill O'Brien is on Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. But I also think that's a really, really significant upgrade. So to me, I kind of put them in the same tier. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if I'm saying the Jets are going to be in last place. The Patriots are 9-8. The Jets are 8-9. Maybe that's because I have a lot of faith in Bill Belichick as a coach, as opposed to Robert Saleh, who I think is a good coach, but does not exactly have Bill Belichick's resume. But I do think that they're both going to make strides on offense this year, and I have more faith in the Patriots' defense staying what they are because they've been more consistent over the past few years than I do the Jets' defense.
All right. Listen, Bill, unfortunately, and I really mean this, we have to go because we're up against it, and we have a contest and all sorts of stuff to still do. But I would like to extend an offer for you to join us again very soon, because we got to continue with the Jets, go around the NFL, and I gotta go after you with the Giants, because you think the Giants are going to take a big step back, and I do not agree with that whatsoever. So let's do this again real soon, assuming you'll come on with us again, that is, of course.
Oh, of course. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys. You guys have been very reasonable. I've heard worse, certainly, from Jets and Giants fans over the past couple of weeks on social media, but certainly I get stuff wrong all the time. Hope you understand where I'm coming from.
We do. We like you, and we'll do it again soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Raymond, let's revisit
today's All-American Ford trivia.
And here we go. Rick, I've got the question right in front of me. People are all lined up. Let's start out with Cruz in Massapequa. Good morning, Cruz.
How you doing, guys?
Good. It's listener retention, so hopefully you've been listening to the show today. What animal did Dave goat. Imitate earlier in the show?
You said goat. Already.
Oh, goat. Yeah, boom. That's it. That point. There you go. Cruz, you win. Great job. Well done. He came
That's
prepared.
A goat. That's a-
Didn't even let you finish the question. He knew.
He came very well schooled.
I think he threw his own goat noise in, too, at the end.
I think that was
him
also.
Did. That was him, yes.
So he deserves to win. He's got it all on lockdown there.
Good for him.
But wasn't this the hope, though? This was the hope with the whole contest. The people that the true loyal listeners would be the ones that won.
That's accurate.
That was my hope.
But Is It a Real College became quite a thorn in our side today.
Today was tough.
Right?
And I did good. Personally, I did very well.
You did them all. Well, you know, you're the worst, by the way.
Why?
Because when I ask them, and you know it's one I've made up, you laugh.
I'm trying to help them out.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, Boogaloo College. You're like, ha, 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 ha.
Garbanzo.
Stop doing that.
Garbanzo.
Garbanzo's aggressive.
Garbanzo's a great school.
It's a bean.
So, well, he didn't know that.
Ugh.
You could have said Chickpea College. It made him
no, come on. Chickpea University would be strange.
Barnwell has Garbanzo ranked ahead MIT.
Oh, now you hate Bill Barnwell.
No, I don't hate. He doesn't believe what he just said.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
You think, Ray, you just heard him. Do you think he believes what he said? Of course he does.
He can't.
I think he has conviction in what he says.
He does.
Yes, you're such a liar, Santiago.
Why am I a liar?
Don't be a company
guy.
You think
I'm a liar, and you think he's a liar. You think Dave's a liar. You think RJ's a liar, because we all feel this way about this man.
You cannot be as smart as Bill is and say what he just said.
Why can't he have a bad take without being a hot take guy?
Man. Because the Patriots, you put them on last. Like, it's fine that you don't think they're going to win the division. Maybe even finish second. But you made a choice. You made a choice. What's going to get people talking? Is it going to be the Jets finishing third or last? Last. The Jets defense is just as good, if not better, than the Patriots defense. And you won 8 games with the 2 quarterbacks that are on your team this year.
Right, but you would be shocked if New England won 9 games or 10 games. Shocked?
No, I wouldn't be shocked, but I'd be shocked if the Patriots finished higher than the Jets. Yeah,
I would be as well. I agree with that. Our whole discrepancy is not the actual take. It's that you think it's a hot take and he doesn't believe it, and I really firmly believe he does believe it, and it's just a bad take.
No, all the stuff he's talking about, though, is stuff that's going to affect you down the road, though. Like, how much you gave up, yeah, that's fine. That's not, I'm not arguing that.
And I agree with that. The Jets got bamboozled in that trade.
Yeah, great, but that's not affecting us now. That's not affecting his I mean, what they gave up, outside if you think Broderick Jones was going to just step in and be a stud right away, which doesn't normally happen. I mean, Andrew Thomas, who's one of the best left tackles in football now, stunk his rookie year.
Evan Neal was terrible last year,
stunk,
too.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, is that going to be the difference between, you know, being the third place instead of the fourth place team? No, I don't think so. And then on top of that, all the pieces you could add around Teddy Bridgewater. Stop yourself.
Yeah. No, my point is you could add Schultz and Hopkins and a great offensive lineman. If your quarterback's not good, and I personally have always thought this, I think Teddy Bridgewater is one step up from stinking. I do not think he's good. You're not going to win any game. Fine, so you maybe win 8-9. Even if it's great, you win 10 games. You think you're competing against the Bengals or the Ravens or the Bills or the Chiefs? There's no chance.
No, and he's underselling, in my opinion, the actual improvement from going to Mike White and Zach Wilson to Aaron Rodgers. The Jets quarterbacks last year threw a combined 15 touchdown passes. Combined,
the only thing you cannot have happen is that Aaron Rodgers is on the verge of being done, because then it'll be catastrophic.
But of course,
the only reason that he had moments of not being great last year is because of the injury. You're gonna be fine.
Like if you told me that was the reason for your take, Aaron Rodgers now stinks. It wasn't his thumb; he just stinks. Okay, I don't believe it, but at least argue that. I mean, you talk about the defense is going to take a step back. They were healthy. They beat backup quarterback. Yeah, well, they beat backup quarterbacks, but they were also playing with two of the worst. Like, look at the quarterbacks that were running our offense.
Dreadful. I mean, but that's the thing, and that worries me, too. We'll get into that as we get closer to the season. You're one thumb injury from Aaron Rodgers away from having the guy that you think stunk last season as your quarterback.
I would make Aaron play with his left hand.
might be better. We need the Mets to show up in a big way tonight. It's time for Raymond's three stars.
Today's three stars, number three.
We'll make this one real simple. Everyone going out to work today, it's still kind of crazy out there. The air quality is not the best, so we appreciate everyone that is still going to work, listening to us, and enjoying the journey with us. We appreciate you all. Thank you.
Number two.
Bill Barnwell for being a good sport and coming on with you guys. Rick has terrible, nasty things to say about him, but it sounds like everything is cordial, and he'll be back to discuss
I didn't even get
football.
To go after him with the Giants stuff.
And you made it clear that you want to, and he's more than happy to do it.
Good.
So I'm glad for that.
Number one.
There's really only one thing that could be the number one star today. And we're talking about goats. Dave, we asked Dave for his sound effect. It's really not bad.
And try the goat. The goat is not an easy animal to imitate. I have not been spending time working on the goat sounds.
Cruz in Massapequa knew the goat.
His is better than mine.
And listen, I want you to try the goat the next time you are looking for something different for dinner. It's really good if it's done right.
You know who I consider the goat to be?
Who's that?
You, Ray.
Oh. I appreciate you.
You are, in my eyes, the goat. Richard! It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg. And
for dear God's sakes, let's go Mets.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.